Remember the opening theme from the TV show Cheers? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name? Well, for some, that means going not to your local watering hole, but to your local church. Rich Lightke of Vancouver, Washington, volunteers at the First Church of God, and he's made it his personal mission to greet as many people as he can on Sundays. And you don't just get a generic hello and a handshake. Rich really does know your name and the names of 3,000 other churchgoers. Hannah Jaffe Walt brings us this profile.
There's really only one way to start this story. Meet Rich.
Hi, my name's Rich.
Picture Mr. Rogers, the later years, or whatever grandfatherly image works for you. That's Rich. He oozes, let's get to know each other, neighbor. He's standing in the way in a narrow hallway, putting to work a formula he's developed over the years for saying hello.
Good morning, Anita.
And
Jordan, right? Good to see you, Jordan.
He gives each person a double-handed handshake. He looks you in the eye, and he says your name. If he doesn't know it, he learns it. Quickly.
Good morning. Tell me your name.
Hazel.
Hazel.
When it gets close to service time, it gets busy. Rich's trainees standing behind him get flustered. Yeah, that's right. Rich has protege greeters. But the proteges miss people and forget names. Rich gracefully catches almost every person into his double-handed handshake, and it's rapid-fire names. He knows them all by heart, thousands of them, and pulls them out faster than he blinks.
Morning, Gary. Good to see you. Good morning, Hale.
Morning, Christopher. I'm hearing good things about you.
Morning, Michelle. The mother has told me that he's doing much better in school, so I try to mention that.
How do you remember that?
Oh, your friends, you remember things about your friends.
Rich throws around the word friend MySpace style. You know, the I have 3,460 friends kind of a friend. But Rich says you're a friend as soon as you know someone's name. And friend equals influence.
I walked in this church and it's like you just get overcome because it's such a big church.
Janine Bonet first visited Rich's church several years ago with her daughter. She says it was 25 times the size of her last church. She was completely overwhelmed.
But I walked through these doors, and who was there to greet me but this funny guy, Rich. Next Sunday, I came to church, and I walked through the doors, and here's Rich. And he goes, hello, Janine. Glad to have you. And I looked at him, and I go, oh, this big of a church, and you know my name?
Janine Bonet has been coming back ever since. And that right there is enough to make any church outreach committee drool. More and more churches are flying Rich across the country to teach them the art of greeting. Indiana University sociologist Dan Olson says, smart move.
The thing that is most likely to make them come and stay is whether they develop good social relationships with people there.
Olson studies what makes people choose one church over the other. The number one factor? Friends. But Olson adds that Rich only has 30 seconds with each person. After we enter, we need to keep making friends, ones who can share more with us than just our names.
Jesus said, allow the children.
Rich says he knows his time to make connections with people is limited. That's why he spends most of his time outside the sanctuary, greeting, instead of in here. Even when he's in the service and the reverend is preaching about salvation, Rich isn't exactly paying attention.
As I sit here in church, I look down every row and recall every name that I can.
You're doing that right now?
Yeah. I'll do that during the sermon. I'll try to listen to the sermon, but I do, yes.
When the band starts to play, Here Am I, O Lord, Rich takes the opportunity to stand up so he can get a good glimpse of the new couple in the back corner.
I laid my life down to follow you.
He consults his name notebook, adds tall and blonde next to the name Connie. Then he puts it away. For NPR News, I'm Hannah Jaffe Walt in Vancouver, Washington.